T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My blood is already boiling.
You may have not heard this term before, but I guarantee you that you've encountered this person. Parking space campers. We've all been there, circling a busy parking lot, trying to desperately find a space. That was me on Saturday, by the way, at East View Mall. It was packed. So many people out there.
Oh, it's so desperate. You're shopping.
So we're just circling. Listen, I've got a pregnant fiance. Okay,
oh,
so
here
it's
we
never,
go.
Never
here
been,
we go.
Never been more.
Boy, I haven't heard you use that excuse yet.
Never been more paramount to get as close as possible.
You could drop her off at the door.
Well, that's what I ended up having to do because this happened. But we've all been there before.
Whatever.
You're circling. Your frustration level continues to grow, and then it happens. Maybe you're lucky enough to stumble upon someone about to leave their spot, or maybe you've been stalking them from the moment they left the front of the store.
Oh, that's not. Weird.
We've all been.
Creepy.
Please,
that's creepy. You're creepy.
And then it happens, Whitney. Nothing. They just sit there.
Yeah.
Your patient starts to wear a little thin. You wonder, what the hell are they doing? Those people are parking lot campers. Mm-hmm. They could be checking their phone, most likely the case. Could be fixing their makeup. Is this behavior savage? And they should vacate their spot as quickly as possible for the people waiting, or
oh my God,
how Whitney clearly feels sensible because it's my spot, and if I want to stay here for the whole day, I can.
No, that is not what it's about. It is all about intent. It is sensible as long as you're not doing it for the sole purpose of just like screwing everybody else over. That's not why I do it.
It's worse if you don't know.
In my car. In my parking spot that I'm still inhabiting, I'm not doing it maliciously, but sometimes I have to collect myself and do some things before I get back on the road. For instance, I might check my phone so I'm not texting.
Do that before you get in your car.
So I'm not texting and driving.
Do it before you leave.
No.
If you're in the mall,
no.
Before you leave the store. How hard is it?
What if I get into my car and I hear ding and I have to check it right then and there? I might redo my lipstick. Sue me. That takes all of 30 seconds. I get my playlist queued up again so I'm not distracted.
Oh, no.
While driving.
My playlist ready.
So, do you want me to do it while driving?
You leave it at 98pxy.com. What you do, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
You go there or the radio.com app or just listen to us on the radio.
That's right. It's already dialed in.
Never have to change.
The point is, I'm doing things that preclude me from being distracted while driving. And I try to let my car warm up also in the winter.
Oh my God, seriously? You're already in it.
No. This is an engine thing. You are supposed to let your car warm up for like 30 seconds.
Mechanic Whitney.
Hey. This is my dad's advice. Do you really want to go head-to-head with my dad?
Okay.
I don't think you do. Yeah. Also, find another spot. If you're in that big of a rush, find another spot. Don't wait for this one person.
Move along. Whitney, do you know what everything you just said?
What?
Everything. I can sum it up. I'm the most important person, and it's all about me.
God.
That's what it is.
No,
it's not. It is zero regard for anybody else
and
anyone else's situation. And look, it's time and place. If you're sitting in an empty parking lot and there's a ton of spots around you, I'm obviously going to give more leeway. But again, this is something I experienced at East View Mall on Saturday. We were circling for a good at least 10-15 minutes trying to
That's
find a spot.
That's your own fault. You should have dropped her off at the door.
And we found it.
Oh
we found
God.
That spot. We're waiting. And the dude is just sitting in there.
How long are we talking?
Long enough for the people that were behind me to honk at me.
Well, then you're the
because
jerk.
Because I was waiting for
you
them.
You are the savage for stopping and holding up everybody else instead of dropping your fiance off at the door, front and center. And you
go park.
By the way, you could use the walk. It's not that like.
I don't think it's so
big of a deal.
Much to ask to just. Hey, if it's a busy parking lot, you know, a lot of people are trying to get there. Like, you were just in that spot. You were just in there, in their experience of trying to gotta find a spot. This is taking forever. It's just nice. It's manners. It's what it comes down to.
It's just being polite.
To vacate
it's nice
as quickly.
If you don't have anything that you need to do. Again, This is about intent. I'm not sitting there, you know, with like my middle finger up to the person who's waiting.
You kind of are.
No, I'm not. No, that's what I'm saying is if you're doing it on purpose, then yeah, that's savage. But I'm doing it because I genuinely, legitimately have things that I'm doing.
That you could do
again,
before you get into your car. A lot of them you can.
If
yes.
I get
you could check your phone before.
I'm always checking my phone, and I might have something come in when I get into the car.
I need to immediately respond to this.
It's not everything.
It's an emergency. Jump into this. 222-9800. Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. You can also text VOTE to 69822 or just go to 98pxy.com to vote for Savage or Sensible parking space campers like Whitney Young.
Oh, my God. Proud of it.
Where do you stand?
A lot of text coming through. Yeah, 69822.
A lot of calls as well.
The person waiting for the spot is savage. There are other spots and people are waiting behind them because you're stopping traffic. You're holding up traffic.
Well, if that person got out of their spot a little quicker, then I would be able to get to my spot faster. Thus,
Another one. Whitney, how do you not punch Corey in the nose? You're 1,000% right.
Well, she's too far away from me.
I'm really trying. Another one, I guess it would be sensible because I am siding with the parking spot campers. The only time it's not okay is in the gas line.
No, what? Why? I'm just being safe. Oh. I just want to check my phone and make sure there's no... Hold on. My playlist has to be on point. Oh, hold on. Let me cue everything up.
Big Papa's chiming in on the text line. I have to agree with Whitney. If you're in that much of a hurry, find another spot.
Sometimes there's not. Again, time and place. And again, if you're sitting in a parking lot where there's a ton of spots around you and it's not that busy, fine. Take your time, but when it's busy, pay attention.
You could use the walk. It's an extra like 50 feet.
222-9800. Christine from Irondequoit, want to jump in for Savage or Sensible?
Yes. Oh my God, Corey, I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
Whitney.
Completely savage.
Whitney.
Yes.
Whitney is like, she's the only person on the earth.
Right. Exactly.
No. See, I think Corey acts like he's the only person on the earth. Like,
no.
I'm supposed to get in my car and, oh, I got to rush and be all flustered to get out of here so you can get into the spot.
If it's
ridiculous.
I have spatial awareness where I realize if it's a busy parking lot and I see a ton of cars circling, I'm not going to just take my sweet ass time. I'm going to get out of there.
I'm not taking my time to piss you off. But if I, again,
but you are.
If I have stuff to do, I'm not going to rush and be all flustered so that you can get my spot. Get another spot.
Think of it this way. Okay, let me do a little quick analogy.
You're being selfish, Corey.
Absolutely not, because I'm on both sides of this.
You're being entitled. That's what you're being.
I'm being entitled.
Yes! I already have my spot.
You are being entitled.
I already have the spot. It's my spot.
You sound like a crazy person.
What? I have a spot that I'm already inhabiting.
It's my spot. You can't take it.
You are. Why do you deserve my spot?
Maybe it's because I learned to share in kindergarten. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's wrong with her. Thank you for getting my back on this.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
The analogy, by the way, I was going to get to, Whitney. So let's just say that in society, let's say that only one person's allowed to eat at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are just slowly nibbling away at your piece of bread while a starving person is sitting across from you.
So you're using...
Can you just hurry it up a little bit?
A completely absurd metaphor to drive your point home, something that isn't the reality.
It's about respect and caring about others.
This is the battle of entitlements. You think you're entitled to my parking spot that I'm already in... And you think I'm entitled for not giving up my parking spot, though. It's just a battle of typical millennial. Typical millennial argument.
Are you throwing that in my face?
No, I'm saying this is a typical millennial. We're both saying that essentially we're entitled to our
spot. Everyone's entitled.
Yeah.
222-9800, Club PXY, Safe text line at 69822. Shelly from Canandaigua's Team PXY. Good morning, Shelly. Are you voting savage or sensible?
Sensible.
I've never been more disappointed in you.
That's exactly right.
Pretty positive he wasn't.
I might have waited for my spot, and now that I have it, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to collect myself if I need to.
If he was waiting for his wife, he should have pulled her around to the front and picked her up at the entrance.
His wife? What?
That's what she just said.
He could have been waiting for a text from her.
Exactly. Maybe you're going to meet somebody and you are waiting for them to respond and tell you where you're going.
No.
You don't need to rush out of your spot.
Yeah, I mean, again, it would be nice to vacate it as quickly as you can.
Oh, my God.
Again, the only example where I will be like, oh, I get it, if they have kids. If you're putting your kids in, you're getting your kids settled, that obviously is very sensible.
That is not fair.
I get that. Why is that not fair?
It's not fair to say that people who don't have kids don't have a valid reason or valid things that they're doing before they get back on the road.
Let's see.
I do exactly what Lizzie does. I check my phone first, so I'm not on the phone.
Yeah, you can do that before you leave the store, right?
No.
You can't? Yes, you can.
Not necessarily. You might be doing other things when you're in the store.
You're just throwing these hypotheticals. Let's be honest. People that do this 99% of the time are just sitting there because they feel like it.
That, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's true.
I don't think there's that many passive-aggressive people in the world.
There are. Oh, trust me, Shelly. I don't know. Or maybe I just always run into them.
But,
I don't know.
But what about the situation that we're talking about where I'm saying that the intent is not malicious?
Right.
I'm truly doing things. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just doing
things. That's totally sensible.
Well, Shelly, thank you for calling
in.
Yes,
thank you, Shelly.
You're welcome.
Bye. Jim, wise Jim.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, man, where is Jim going to fall?
I don't know.
This
I'm nervous to even ask. Jim, savage or sensible on parking space campers?
I've done both things. I've done, I want to piss you off thing because I don't want to move. And I've also been on the receiving end, like, move your freaking, you know what?
Yeah, we've all been there. We've been on both sides of this. This is why this is very heated.
I got to say move.
You're going to say savage. You're going to side with me.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim.
Wise Jim.
Jim.
Jim, thanks for calling in, bud.
Thank you.
Wait. All right, let's take it to the poll. Again, you can always vote for Savage or Sensible at 98pxy.com. You can always text and vote to 69822.
Ooh.
Let me just
wait.
Do a quick refresh.
Wait, this is really interesting, actually, this text. What if the person in their car is an employee who's going to sit in their car on their lunch break?
Are they eating food? Can I see the food they're eating?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I see they're eating food.
Oh, okay. Oh, so if I'm eating, it's okay?
Yeah, because I know what you're doing. You're not just like sitting there. Like the maddening part is it's kind of same when there's like a ton of traffic in front of you. You're in a traffic jam and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Like that's the analogy
so
that I would
give. It's the uncertainty of it.
Yeah. Like what the hell are you doing? If you have a sandwich and you're stuffing your face, I can clearly see that through your windshield unless you have like the darkest tinted windows possible.
Savage or sensible having tinted windows.
Let's get to it. 98pxy.com. A lot of votes came through. Here we go. 59%. It was a close one.
Okay.
Say that parking space campers are sensible.
Yes!
Yep. Ha! And that's why we live in the world that we do.
Oh, whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.